It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll check in on Wisconsin's Fall Color Report.
First, our next guest is out to change the way we teach sex education in America.
He'd like to see the approach move from what he calls disaster prevention model to a sex positive take, one that empowers young people to have a healthy relationship with their sexualities and each other.
Alvin Nocchio joins us now. He's a high school sexuality educator and the author of For Goodness Sex, Changing the Way We Talk to Teens About Sexuality, Values, and Health. Al, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you write that when God was passing out talents, he gave you ease in talking about sex. Now, that's not something most parents probably share with you. Why do you see it as important that parents and educators get more comfortable talking about sex?
Well, we can't help develop healthy sexuality in young people unless we're willing to talk with them, because they need to hear from us as parents and adults who love them. And so the book is about helping parents and concerned adults become more comfortable and more confident. Because as I tell parents all the time, talking about sex is no different than talking about anything else, no matter how much you want it to be.
How so? Why is it the same as everything else?
It's all about communicating about values, communicating about being one's authentic self, communicating about negotiating risk and reward and pleasure. So all these conversations that we're having with kids about other things in their lives, we can have the same conversations about their sexuality.
Now, you teach the topic in a high school, and in your class, you don't even get to the question of what is intercourse until halfway through your sex and society class. So if not sex itself, what do you think is the most important thing to teach kids when it comes to their sexuality?
The most important lesson, I think, is one around values and around why we believe what we believe, why we do what we do. Unless we know that and really know it at a fundamental level, it's very hard to make decisions. So we spend a lot of time in my class in the first couple of months talking about how do we know what we believe, what do we base our actions on, and then also how do we talk about sex in ways that are comfortable and that convey the messages we want to convey. Those are two fundamental things that need to happen before we can launch into conversations about sexual activity.
There still seems to be a lot of discomfort surrounding sex, particularly when we're talking to the younger generations, even today. And you even write about some would-be sex educators who are asked if it's possible for them to teach the course without using the word sex, which
right.
I guess just gives you an indication of where we are right now. Is that model working, the model which is mostly based on some kind of abstinence education?
It's not, and it's not because a lot of the abstinence-based models and a lot of sexuality education today is based on this idea of the disaster model, that our sexuality is somehow dangerous or dirty or a wild force that has to be controlled. And I'd like to change that so we can start from a point where sexuality is seen as a really good gift and the best thing about being human and the thing that allows us to connect with other people in meaningful ways. It's a lot easier to talk about it when you start from that point, as opposed to starting from thinking about all the things that can go wrong and all the dangers that can befall young people.
But you do say as parents, you have to sort of first acknowledge that your child or teenager is a sexual being, and that can be hard for parents, can't it?
I think it is. But, we're sexual beings from the moment we're born until the moment we die, and that's really just a reality. And that doesn't mean that we're always sexually active beings. So acknowledging a young person as a sexual person or a sexual being doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be sexually active. But it does mean they're going to be interested in their bodies and in pleasure and in connection and in all of those very human things.
And you're hoping that more schools turn to a sex-positive model of sexuality education. Can you describe how that plays out in your classroom? What does your classroom feel like? What do they do?
Sure. Well, the first thing we do in my classroom is we set some really simple ground rules. We ask people to speak for themselves. That's part of positive sexuality education. We let people know that we're not going to ask personal history questions and ask them about their private behaviors. That's none of our business. And that we're going to work together to create a community that's safe and where information is is highlighted and where we're looking at information and skill development to make us healthy. That's really the foundation of it. It's a lot of common sense, but it really works.
And you also have a question box, right, where kids can submit anything they want to know. And you, over the course of a year and also on your blog, you try to answer these questions. And I'm curious, what kinds of things are people asking?
Yes, the question box is a really popular part of both my ninth grade and my 12th grade classes. And, you know, some of the questions are the same questions I've gotten for the last 20 years doing this work. Things like, how do you know when you're in love? Or how do you know when you're ready for a sexual relationship? And the questions range from the sort of endearing and naive. One was, do different races of people have different colored sperm cells? All the way up to much more complex and introspective questions about how do I know if I'm bisexual or things like that. So it runs the whole gamut. And my job is to answer them with honest information and with a positive bend to let them know that their sexuality is a gift and that becoming healthy in terms of sexuality is the goal.
So I'm guessing, you know, based on what you've said, that these students of yours and students across America would ask some pretty intimate questions. Now, you said you have a gift for talking with ease about sex, but most of us don't. So how do we, as a country and as parents and as just people who have teenagers in their lives, how do we get over it and start, you know, talking?
Right. We have to start small. We have to get rid of the idea that talking about sex involves, you know, sitting down around the dining room table in a family meeting sort of arrangement, and that we need to be just making small comments and asking questions as part of our daily interaction with kids when we're seeing what they're watching on television, just asking a question about maybe the relationships in the shows and what our kids think about that, or if they're listening to music, just throwing in a question or a comment about how you see what's being portrayed there. We really just need to open our mouths and start talking, and it gets easier. But unless we actually take that first step and open our mouths and start talking, it just becomes this monster that gets bigger and bigger in our heads and our fears.
We're talking right now with Al Vernacchio. He's a high school sexuality educator and the author of For Goodness Sex, Changing the Way We Talk to Teens About Sexuality, Values, and Health.
And we'd like to hear from you. What do you think of the way we teach sex ed in America? How do these issues work in your school, in your family? Does abstinence-only pregnancy prevention work, do you think? And would you like your teenager to get this kind of sex-positive view of things that our guest is talking about? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation, but first, it's the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. Our boss's boss, technically, Mike Crane, joins us in the studio. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good to be here.
And Mike's here to help us raise the money that pays for the programs you enjoy, programs like Central Time. Give your support now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Rob, last hour we received 23 pledges, which is terrific. Thank you, everybody who made a pledge. And this hour, we have an exciting new member challenge.
That's right. Yeah, for each brand new member who pledges this hour, Sally Webb from Eau Claire will give us an extra $150 up to 13 new members. So this challenge is her way of encouraging you to become a supporter to make your first ever contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio.
And give us the chance to say thank you to Sally. I'll say it now. Thank you, Sally,
yeah,
for your help.
That's great.
And by the way, when you pledge for that first-time membership or a renewal or an additional gift, you'll be entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. Donate any amount during our fall membership drive, and you could travel to the Rhine River in Europe or see Alaska's beautiful coastline or experience the culture and cuisine of France.
Wow, a chance to win that trip and to have an extra $150 tacked on to your first ever pledge. It is a great time to become a new member of WPR with your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's like Garrison Keillor says, you know, all the children are smart and good-looking and all of that. Well, you, as a public radio listener, you're smart. You want to know what's going on, both in the news and in the culture around us. And we're right there with you, exploring all the angles here on Central Time.
Yeah, and we at Central Time are really grateful for your support. Honestly, This show wouldn't be here without the contributions our listeners have made over the years. It makes all the stories you hear on this show possible. Give now. It really does make a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So don't forget to take advantage of that new member challenge. Get signed up as a new member right now. And everyone who pledges this drive will be entered into that drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. You choose Rhine River, France, Alaska. You could be the lucky winner when you make a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you don't have to pledge to participate. You could send a postcard with your name, address, email, and telephone number to WPR Trip Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. You can enter by sending a postcard or by making that pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How'd you like to cruise up the Rhine River, visiting beautiful towns in Germany and France? That could be you this December, enjoying Christmas markets, tasting fine cheeses, walking through picturesque towns. You'll even visit Beethoven's home and enjoy classical music throughout the trip. This tour is just one of three trips you'll get to choose from when you win our Choose Your Own Adventure drawing during this membership drive. Your pledge of any amount gets you entered, but no contribution is necessary to win. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Learn all the details at WPR.org/drawing or enter with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good luck.
Make that donation, maybe your first ever donation, in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's Central Time. Rob and Veronica here with Mike Crane asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our fall membership drive. Whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and we really do count on your gift.
So you listen to WPR year-round. Now we're asking you to donate the same way you listen by becoming a sustaining member. Make the decision once, that's pretty easy, and then you'll make affordable contributions of $10 or $20 a month for as long as you wish.
It's easy on your budget, it cuts down on paperwork, so don't delay. Become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
People who listen, you provide the most significant share of WPR's budget. Your donation comes with no strings attached, so it can be invested in the programs that you deliver, or that we deliver to you and deliver value to you.
Your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and your entire community. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, and right now is truly a great time to make your first ever pledge to WPR because we have a new member challenge in effect. For every new member right now, Sally Webb from Eau Claire will give an additional $150. And here's another great reason to become a member right now.
Give any amount, you're entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. You get to choose. Cruise along the Rhine River in Europe, discover Alaska, or sample the French lifestyle.
So become a new member now and get entered into that drawing by giving whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, I see we've got our first taker on that new member challenge, the first of hopefully 13. Sally Webb saying, hey, each new member... Two. Wow. I just glanced away from the screen. A second person took us up on that new member challenge. Thank you so much for making your first ever contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. It means so much to the station, means a lot to us here at Central Time. And we know that Wisconsin Public Radio means a lot to you. Now, how about you? Make your pledge, maybe your first ever pledge, be the next one to take up that new member challenge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You could say it another way. You could say stand up and be counted or make your voice heard or support what you love. You do all of those things and you really make a difference when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're talking about sex education in America with Al Vernacchio. He's a high school sex education teacher and the author of For Goodness Sex, Changing the Way We Talk to Teens About Sexuality, Values, and Health.
And you can join the conversation. Is it time, do you think, for a more sex-positive approach to sex education in America? What concerns do you have about teaching the positives instead of focusing on the red flags, like teen pregnancy and STDs? How does this all work in your family and your school? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We go to our phones now and take a call from Marianne in Appleton. Hi, Marianne.
Hi. I just wanted to say I totally agree with everything your guest is talking about right now, and I'm interested in hearing more about how he talks to his students about consent.
Okay, and that's a question that's becoming more and more relevant right now, Al. How do you broach that?
It sure is. Consent is one of the key issues that we need to be talking about with our young people, both in the classroom and in our families. I always talk about consent as positive, active consent. So it's not the silence is not consent. The active presence of a yes is consent. We need to make sure, one of the things I believe is that sex ed is really a form of social justice education, and consent is so much a part of that. If we're not having sexual activities that are equitable, that are respecting the bodies of both people, that are respecting the dignity of both people, we're not having healthy sex. And so consent involves making sure things are mutual, equitable, and that we are not just using another person as basically a sex toy, but that we are really engaging in a connection with someone else.
And Al, I've read that sometimes your students, they kind of razz you about taking what they see as a female-oriented approach to sex, making sure women consider their own empowerment, their own enjoyment. Why do you think that's important to emphasize?
I think our society has not done enough to really help women to value their bodies and to see them as amazing and to understand that having pride in their bodies and understanding their bodies does not make them anything but a smart, savvy, sexy person. It doesn't make them, a slut, and it's not bad, it's not unladylike. I think in our society we have way too much penis arrogance and way too little vulva pride, and I'm trying to create a better balance between those two things.
Wow, so I can see that you're very at ease talking about sex. It's refreshing.
Sure,
do your students realize that you're something special? Do they sometimes come to you instead of their parents or someone else?
Well, sometimes they do, and I have to say that I always encourage them to go and talk to their parents first, or to go and talk to their parents in addition to me. I'm not their parent. I'm their teacher, and that's a different role. But students recognize that with me they can feel safe and they can ask the questions they need to ask, and they know I'm not going to judge them and I'm not going to put them down and I'm not going to make assumptions about them. And I think those are some of the basic ground rules for having good conversations with teenagers.
Well, I know you think the parents really need to be a crucial part of this conversation. And in the absence of parent voices, I think a powerful point that you make is that, culture will fill in that silence with, pornography online or messages that might be coming in through music or television. And it can be confusing for kids to know how to process all of that. What do you think a parent's role is, and maybe your role, in helping kids navigate, the sort of sex-saturated culture that we live in?
That's such a great question. When we look before the age of the internet, I think parents were often nervous talking to kids because, what if a kid asked a question and we don't know the answer, we don't have the information? Today, kids can get information from their cell phone, from their laptop, from their iPad. What we need to do as caring adults is give them context for the information they're finding. And those conversations, I hope parents will feel a little more comfortable and confident about. So if they're learning about the mechanics of sexual activity online, we can give context to that. When do we think it's appropriate for them to be sexually active, and how? And what does pleasure mean in the context of being a healthy person? So I think it's those things that's the That's the emphasis that we need today as adults talking to young people. They are getting lots of information. They're getting bombarded with it, but they're not getting context for it, and that's really our job.
Do you think that it's harder right now to navigate growing understanding of sexuality as a teenager than it used to be, or is it just always hard?
Yeah, I think it's always hard. I think it's different today, but I'm not sure it's harder. I think kids are still facing the same insecurities about their bodies and the same feelings of wanting to be normal but also wanting to be unique. And I mean, developmentally, teenagers are still teenagers, and they, as they've always been. So I don't think kids would, certainly in the 20 years I've been doing this work, I haven't heard kids say it's harder today. It's just different. And I think we as adults have to respect those differences and meet them where they are.
But it seems like because of the availability of online pornography, there might be less mystery to certain aspects of that. Is that in any way a good thing?
You know, online pornography, I think, is a factor that we have to be talking about. And the way that I talk with my students about it is I compare online pornography to, it's like watching their favorite action movie. You know, when they watch an action movie on TV, they're not going to go home and try to drive their cars in those crazy ways that people do in the movies, because they know it's a movie. They know it's a staged production. And making sure they know that internet pornography is that as well. It's a staged production. It's a fantasy. It's a constructed reality and not something we can base real life on. Once kids understand that, they can actually look at that material with a much more critical eye and can really understand that its purpose is fantasy. Its purpose is not as a training ground for reality.
And Al, briefly, as we wind up here, can you give us a couple pieces of advice? If a parent is listening, is inspired to try this approach, how should they start?
Sit down with your young person, watch TV with them, ask them about what's happening in school with their friends, use inclusive language, so ask them about sweethearts rather than boyfriends and girlfriends, and let them know that pleasure can be achieved in lots of ways, not just sexual, and sometimes non-sexual pleasure is way more satisfying.
Al, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've been speaking with Al Vernacchio, a high school sexuality educator and the author of the new book called For Goodness Sex, Changing the Way We Talk to Teens About Sexuality, Values, and Health.
Coming up after the news, we'll hear your favorite places to enjoy Wisconsin's amazing fall colors.
And don't forget, it is our fall membership drive, and it's a chance for you to support these great conversations with your pledge of any amount. You can make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Support important conversations like this one, and remember that for every new member, every first-time pledger, Sally Webb from Eau Claire will give us an additional $150. We heard from four first-time members so far this hour. We can go up to 13 on that challenge. How about you? It's a great time to make your first-ever contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We don't want to leave any money on the table in that generous new member challenge, so step up and be counted. You listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now become a member for the first time at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you. This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, Wisconsin's fall colors are out in full force. We'll hear from Wisconsin's Secretary of Tourism about where to see them, and we'll ask for your suggestions as well.
But first, this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. I'm Veronica Rickert here with Mike Crane. At WPR, listener contributions are the single largest source of funding. Your gift keeps the programs you value, including this one, on the air. Make your contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, right now, Veronica, we are especially looking for new members. We have a challenge going on for every new member. Sally Webb from Eau Claire will give us an additional $150. And we want to make sure that Sally has to spend that money. So we've had five people become new members, but we can do more. So let's hear from you. Here's another great reason to become a member right now.
That's right. Pledge any amount and you're automatically entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. You could choose between a holiday tour of Europe along the Rhine River. Maybe you'd like to check out Alaska or go on a trip to France.
Right now is a great time to support WPR at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And especially with that challenge from Sally Webb, it's a great time to become a new member.
We get such great guests on Wisconsin Public Radio because they know that you're going to ask them great questions and they won't be interrupted by commercials either. Your support is literally what makes all of this possible. You're the most reliable part of our budget. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So you connect with Wisconsin Public Radio for information, engaging content, and entertainment, too. And your gift supports that connection for you and for others across the state.
9XM leadership gifts of $100 a month or more are critical for our continued success. If you'd like to make a leadership gift, go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and pledge your support right now.
You know, WPR exists because people contribute. When we all give, our contributions add up to making Central Time and the Joy Cardine Show and Car Talk and all the rest possible. Your contribution really does make a difference.
So make a difference right now with that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. New members, we would love to hear from you this hour. It's really very simple. One pledge at a time, you make the station possible.
Hi, can I help you?
Could I get two double cheeseburgers with extra cheese and mayonnaise? Oh, and add bacon.
Are you sure? Do you know what those calories are? Not to mention the saturated fats in those processed foods?
Well, yes, I'm sure. And could you supersize the order? Oh, and I'll take the largest Coke you have.
Supersize? My goodness, and that large soda? That has a half a cup of sugar by itself. Oy, 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 oy. All right. I'm going to give you one burger, no cheese, no mayo, without the bun. You don't need those empty carbs. I'm going to add lettuce and tomato. I'm going to substitute fruit and carrot sticks for the fries and one large water. Voila! Here you go. Enjoy.
Yes, Zorba Pastor could work at a fast food restaurant. But isn't it better that he's hosting Zorba Pastor on Your Health? Your support makes WPR programs possible and makes your life a little healthier. Give now. Here's someone to tell you how.
Here's how you do it. You go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Veronica Rickert here with Mike Crane. We're asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio during our fall membership drive. Maybe your gift will be $10 a month. Maybe $20 a month feels right to you. Maybe more. Whatever amount you decide on is exactly the right amount.
Now, if you've never given to Wisconsin Public Radio before because you don't think you can give enough to make a difference, please think again. Listener donations make up the single largest piece of our budget, but that doesn't mean we're asking you for a huge gift.
In fact, many first-time donors choose to give $5 a month for their WPR listening. You get to decide the amount that works for you, and then you make a gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And, you know, you're hearing us make this point because it's one of the key things we want people to understand. Listeners provide the single biggest piece of the budget here at WPR. And your pledge of $5 a month or $10 a month, any amount that's comfortable for you, means you're doing your part to keep this station strong. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And we got to be honest with you. This is a great hour to become a new member at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 because new members will get us an extra $150 from a member of Wisconsin Public Radio who wants to encourage you.
Two more just signed up. So we started with five new members. Now we're at seven new members. That's terrific. Keep going, folks. You've been thinking about it. You've been saying, oh, I'll get to it someday. This is the last and only Friday of the pledge drive. So we'd love to hear from you right now. Help Sally Webb to make a bigger contribution to WPR with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552.
Okay, and as if that's not enough, we're going to sweeten the deal a little bit more. As an added bonus for your pledge of any amount today, you'll be entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. And Sustainers, good luck to you. You're automatically entered.
Some of the people we've heard from this hour, Barbara from Milwaukee says, I pledge because I want to be sure this wonderful station stays on the air. And Janice and Mark from Madison said, we listen to WPR every day for years. Thank you for the excellent programming. Well, thank you, those of you listening, for making the excellent programming possible by getting in touch at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Pledge drives are such a great time to hear from new members. Central Time is a new show, and we'd love to hear from new members. We can do this together. Become a member right now. And in fact, new members now, when you pledge, an extra $150 will be added on from Sally Webb in Eau Claire to help encourage you to take that leap. It's something you're going to feel good about. Make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you pledge, ask for the WPR logo secure ID tags with your gift of $5 a month. That's $60 a year or more. The tags are kind of like a luggage tag, but they're better because they're smaller and they don't show your contact info. And they help you if you lose your phone or your luggage, they help it to get back to you. So ask for that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, we'll talk to one of the speakers at the 2014 Alcohol Policy Seminar about how to create a healthier alcohol environment in the Badger State.
First, we're nearing mid-October, and Wisconsin's fall colors are out in full force. Whether it's driving through the rolling hills of the Driftless area or hiking up north, Wisconsin's fall colors are a real attraction.
This is our Share Something segment, and right now we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Where are the best places that you found to see the leaves change? Do you have favorite hikes or drives in the fall? Call at 800-642-1234, or you can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Each year, Wisconsin's Department of Tourism tracks the state's changing leaves with the Fall Color Report, and Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett is here with us now with some suggestions for tracking those changing leaves. Stephanie, welcome to Central Time.
Rob and Veronica, it's great to be here, and I pledge every year to Wisconsin Public Radio, because it's the only place where 1 hour you're talking about sex, and the next hour you're talking about fall colors.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Okay, back to you, Stephanie. You are a big fan of Wisconsin and traveling in the state. What makes fall such a great time to travel?
Well, you know, it's a popular time for Wisconsin. You know, obviously summer's our biggest season, but fall is slightly less travel because so many people are back in schools. You get some phenomenal deals out there, so it makes it economically very affordable. And it's that time, because the crowds are less, that you really get to breathe and drink Wisconsin in. And what I like about our state is 40% of Wisconsin is covered by forest, whether that's county, state, or national forest. So our beauty is unparalleled anywhere in the U.S. This isn't just an attraction, our changing of the leaves, for others in the Midwest. We are really a leaf destination, one of the very best in the United States.
So do you think the colors here in Wisconsin are as good as, say, New England? Or you hear a lot about how the New England colors are fantastic. I always think Wisconsin is doing pretty well for itself. What do you think?
You know, it's interesting you bring that up. I'm glad you did, because literally that's the rivalry. New England and Wisconsin. And so it's kind of fun because different television shows, a lot of national shows, will do articles, and they'll either use a photo from, you know, the New England area or from Wisconsin, and they'll do big shout-outs about changing colors from our two. So geographically, there are a lot of similarities in our areas. And so it's neck and neck, but you know where my money is. It's Wisconsin all the way.
Now, Stephanie, I'm really good at missing peak leaf season. I always go to a place just before or just after the peak time. How can I plan better?
Okay, well, we have the perfect tool for you then. It was designed just for you and mine. If you go to travelwisconsin.com, that's the Wisconsin Department of Tourism's website, we actually have what's called the Fall Color Report. And this is a nationally award-winning report that we do. What I like about it is all 72 counties are in the shape of Wisconsin exactly as they exist, but it's an interactive map. So, Rob, if you're going up to Vilas County and you want to make sure you're not going to miss the fall colors, you just click on Vilas County. and it will let you know, hey, they're at 50% peak or 25% peak, or, oh, you missed it. It peaked a week ago. And so it's great because it allows you never to miss the area you're interested in. And what's also nice is after you click that on, there's lots of other options. So it will show you different events going on that weekend, options on places you can stay or dine, and it even allows you to share photos of your experience once you are there online with other folks.
And Stephanie, how is the color this year? I know last year it was a little drier, and I remember that the leaves sort of turned brown and they fell off. How is it looking this year?
It's spectacular. And we were lucky because our friends at the DNR let us know several weeks back, because of how much rain we had and it wasn't overly dry, that the fall colors would be one of the best years on record. And that's exactly what we're seeing county by county. So, you know, you kind of have that vision of what you expect fall to look like. You know, it's almost what you expect Christmas to look like, with the snow gently falling and a few inches on the ground. Well, that's really what this fall is looking like. I'm calling in from De Pere right now, where they're just hitting full peak on the eastern side of the state, and it is looking like something out of a movie. Mm-hmm. And that's really what's been happening around Wisconsin.
Now, there are different ways to enjoy the changing leaves. A lot of people like to go for a nice drive. Where's a good place to head out with a car or maybe that last motorcycle trip for the season?
Well, you know, my number one recommendation for anybody in the state would be, you know, great places in all 72 counties, but is the Great River Road. You know, it is 250 miles along the mighty Mississippi. And if you know, what I love about fall is whether it's a lake or a river, when you see the fall colors reflected in the water, and it almost makes you dizzy. And sometimes the water's so clear and the reflection is so deep that you can't tell, are these the real trees or is this a reflection? So doing that Great River Road, you don't have to do the whole 255 miles, but you're going through 33 of some of the most charming communities in our state, and they have the limestone bluffs with these trees abounding everywhere. And, of course, you go through the driftless region of Wisconsin, the Okooch Mountains, and it's magnificent. In fact, 2 years ago, the Great River Road National Scenic Byway, the Wisconsin portion, actually beat out California's highway and the Big Island of Hawaii for best scenic drive in the United States. Mm. So for fall colors, it cannot be beat.
Oh, that sounds great. I'm about to experience some of the color. And I remember some of my peak leaf viewing experiences in my life have happened in Door County before, where it was sort of like wandering around in a Picasso or something with these incredibly bright, you know, wet paint colors. It can be unforgettable, can't it?
It really is. I mean, I was just in Vilas County and Oneida County in Minocqua for 100% full color. And I described it as it looked like a fireworks show just for me. And I was along the Bearskin Trail, which is another Wisconsin hidden gem, where if you want to take just a beautiful walk for miles and miles, that's the place to go. You know, the Minocqua chain of lakes is surrounding it. But it is. It's nature's fireworks show. And Door County is a great place because oftentimes they peak just a little bit later because of the Bay of Green Bay and being surrounded by Lake Michigan on its own peninsula. And so I recommend, too, that people do Door County because they have the curvy roads. They have a lot of side roads, a lot of water, and it's protected, so it'll peak a little bit later. But take the ferry boat ride to Washington Island and take the next step. Go to Rock Island State Park. Take one more ferry boat ride, and it is so unspoiled and beautiful there. The leaves changing color are magnificent on Rock Island. So you really have to say, I'm going there, because it's not an easy drive. It's a lengthy drive. It's a curvy drive. And then there are two ferry boat rides, and it is worth it.
Can you give us a couple more good hikes before we let you go?
Sure. One that I like, especially if you haven't seen fall colors yet and you want to see them at peak, Walworth County has a lot of great trails. But if you're in Lake Geneva, do the Walk, Talk, and Gawk tour. Walk around Geneva Lake. You know, Lake Geneva and Geneva Lake is famous because it's a spring-fed lake. It's crystal clear, but it's magnificent because it's 26 miles around the lake, and they have a lakeshore path. So, again, you've got beautiful forests and the beautiful water and the reflection, but you're walking past all of these historic estates like the Morton Salt Mansion, the Wrigley Mansion, and you're literally walking in people's backyards, because it's the way Lake Geneva set itself up, that is legal to do. You're walking past history, but walking through the forest of changing colors. And I really think there's nothing like it, really, in the Midwest that parallels that kind of experience. So that is one you absolutely have to put on your list of things to do.
And sometimes you can just get out and do things that are close to home, maybe, and take in the fall colors. Maybe not as the main attraction, but as part of the overall ambiance. What are some festivals and other things like that we can do and enjoy the fall leaves while we're out there?
Well, you know, there's a big one coming up in Wisconsin Dells. They have a fall festival weekend. And I'd like to recommend this one because a lot of times people think of the Dells, and it's true, it's the water park capital of the world, and you kind of think of it as pandemonium, and it's so packed in the summer. But fall in the Dells is really a very different experience than in the summer. And what's nice about the fall festival weekend is it's actually four events in 3 days. So if you like beer, they have a craft beer walk, they have a autumn harvest festival, they have a Halloween theme, run. They do the Dells on Tap, so they have all these different autumn brews that you can have. But, you know, Wisconsin Dells is still very forested, and it's a gorgeous area. It's a great time to see the leaves on, a boat tour. And so that is one of those things where it's unexpected, because you get used to the Dells as being this, crazy hub. So that's a great event. And also, our trains, we have a lot of trains throughout Wisconsin, and take a train ride. And most of the trains in Wisconsin are doing special autumn color specials. So the Mid-Continent Railway Museum, which is, of course, in North Freedom, right by Baraboo, they do a pumpkin special. So it's a 50-minute train ride through the Baraboo Hills, which is gorgeous, as is Devil's Lake State Park. So that's another great one that I would recommend for people to do, is that kind of event.
Great. Lots of wonderful ideas. Stephanie, thanks a lot for coming on and talking leaves today.
Oh, thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Stephanie Klett, Wisconsin Secretary of Tourism, about the best places to enjoy Wisconsin's fall colors. And you can continue sharing at the Central Time Facebook page and share some pictures while you're there.
Coming up, we'll talk to a public health expert about how to reframe the conversation about risky drinking here in Wisconsin.
Right now, it is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. Veronica and Rob here. Listeners like you are such an important part of WPR's income. Your gift takes just a few minutes of your time and keeps this program going strong. So invest in your future listening by donating now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I've got some great news. We had that new member challenge from Sally Webb in Eau Claire, giving extra money each time a new member donated. We have met and exceeded that challenge. Thanks to all of you first-time donors to Wisconsin Public Radio, including Ryan in Marshfield, who says, I recently found a great new job in Wisconsin, and as a result, all caps now, I can finally participate in the pledge drive.
Congrats.
I'm so happy, he says, that I can finally get to the station that has made commuting, laundry day, and lazy Sundays so entertaining. Ryan, thank you so much. Congratulations on the job. Thank you for your contribution. Well, how about you? There's great encouragement there, and here's another great reason to become a member right now.
Give any amount, and you're entered to win two tickets for a WPR trip, and you get to choose a cruise along the Rhine River in Europe. Maybe you want to check out Alaska or sample the French lifestyle.
Become a new member now, or re-up your membership if you're overdue. Get entered in that drawing by giving whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you heard it. In this hour alone, we've talked about sex education in America and where to see the best fall color in Wisconsin. A lot of range, a lot of ground covered here on Central Time. It's an example of the fun, the interesting, the important conversations that we have here every day.
Your support makes those topics, makes that diversity of conversation possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you and then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you'd like to play a larger role in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. The 9XM Leadership Circle is a growing group of listeners who contribute $1,200 or more a year to support Wisconsin Public Radio programs.
Leadership Circle members value the compelling public radio programming that so many people in our communities rely on. They want to make sure that it's here today and tomorrow for everybody who listens. If you'd like to increase your support to WPR, maybe join the 9XM Leadership Circle. Find out how at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I like listening to WPR because I learned so much. You never really stop learning. Being a sustainer for Wisconsin Public Radio makes my husband and I both feel like we're members of a big, wonderful family. My husband and I discussed it. He says, like the Barefoot Contessa, how easy is that? I think Wisconsin Public Radio is important because it makes you think outside the box. I tend to have a narrow vision, and listening to public radio has opened up my eyes and my ears and my mind to all that can be and all that is. I'm Pat Steers. I'm from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I enjoy very much being a WPR sustainer, and I know you will too.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this fall membership drive. Veronica Rickert here with Rob Ferret asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift of $10 a month, maybe $15 a month, whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Giving to WPR, like Pat said, is so easy. It just takes a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say $5 or $10 a month.
That donation will come back to you every day in the form of great programs. Show your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
You can listen to WPR on the radio, whether you're in the car, at home, or at work. You can listen online at WPR.org or with the WPR app. I do that a lot anytime a radio is not handy.
Wisconsin Public Radio is in your life, no matter what you're doing or where you are. Pledge now to support this access to great radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're asking for your pledge because we really count on listener support to make all this possible. You, the listener, are the single biggest part of our budget. That's the main reason to pledge. Here's another great reason to pledge now.
That's right. Pledge any amount and you're automatically entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. You could choose between a holiday tour of Europe along the Rhine River or an Alaskan adventure, maybe a trip to France.
Right now is a great time to support Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR is probably a preset in your home or your car, probably your home and your car. You listen to WPR a lot, and it's time to become a contributing member.
Help pay for the station you listen to so much. Make the switch from someone who listens to someone who listens and contributes. You can start with a pledge of maybe $5 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You support the things that make your life more meaningful. Well, Wisconsin Public Radio is one of those things. Here you get information about events in our region and the world, and you also get music and humor and storytelling.
You're going to want a lot of news and information and inspiration in the coming year. Your support now makes that possible at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio because you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, and it's the right thing to do to support it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.